1, 2, 3, take 5.
Welcome to Take 5 with Dr. Don Sweeting, President of Reformed Theological Seminary in Orlando. This program is for those willing to take 5 minutes out of their day to develop a deeper mind for truth and a more passionate heart for God. Here's Don.
Many times as a pastor, people would come up to me and say, "Pastor, help me understand God's law." Today, we're thinking about part of God's law, the book of Deuteronomy. My guest is Dr. Mark Futato, Old Testament professor at Reformed Theological Seminary in Orlando, Florida. Mark, welcome.
Thanks, Don. Glad to be here.
And you said yesterday that the title in Hebrew of Deuteronomy is the word words.
That's right. And we also saw that the theme of the book is renewing love and loyalty.
So how does the title words connect with the theme of renewing love and loyalty?
Well, Don, Deuteronomy is really about covenant renewal. In ancient Israel, they had a relationship with God that was called covenant, and from time to time, they would renew their covenant commitment to God, much like couples might renew their wedding vows. And the Ten Commandments are a summary of the covenant. But the Hebrew Bible doesn't actually call the Ten Commandments the Ten Commandments. Woodenly, we would translate the phrase, the Ten Words. So these are the words point us to the Ten Words or the Ten Commandments, which articulate how Israel was to show its loyalty and love for God and neighbor.
And how do the Ten Words do that?
Well, the first four are our duty to God, or they show us how to be loyal to God. Or, to put it another way, the first four show us how to love God. And the last six are called our duty to our neighbor, and they show us how to be loyal to God or to love God by being loyal to our neighbors and by loving our neighbors. And so note, Don, how this counters the popular notion in evangelicalism that it's not about you. We often hear that at the beginning of worship, for example. Well, according to the book of Deuteronomy, it is about you. It may not be ultimately about you, but it is about you. The first four commandments are about love for God. The last six are about love for neighbor. Jesus shows us the same thing in the Lord's Prayer when he teaches us to pray, first of all, about God. Hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done. Notice the transition on earth that is as it is in heaven. And then he teaches us to pray about us. Forgive us our debts. Give us our daily bread. Lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil.
So, Mark, the Ten Commandments, or the Ten Words, actually appear in Exodus and Deuteronomy. Is it true to say that the rest of Deuteronomy sort of explains, unfolds the Ten Words?
Yeah, in fact, some people have written commentaries, and they've done so in a way that shows how these Ten Words are explicated in other parts in the book.
So we could say, if you want to renew your covenant relationship with the Lord, come back to the Ten Words.
That's exactly right. We ought not to think of them as heavy burdens that are given to weigh us down or to restrict us. Remember, the New Testament says that you'll know the truth and the truth will set you free. And Deuteronomy is part of the truth. Its intention is not to hinder us, but to really set us free, in particular, setting us free to know how to love God, know how to love neighbor.
Well, I find this simplifying because sometimes we get lost in a book like Deuteronomy, and to know that it can be sort of collapsed down into the Ten Words, which can be simplified into the two great commandments that Jesus gave.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And Don, out of all the Old Testament books, certainly my favorite book in a lot of ways is the book of Psalms. I love the book of Psalms. But from another perspective, the book of Deuteronomy really is the very heart of the Old Testament.
Well, Mark, thank you once again for being with us to getting into Deuteronomy and understanding it. Join us tomorrow as we continue to dig in and develop a mind for truth and a heart for God.
Thank you for joining us today for Take 5 with Dr. Don Sweeting. Reformed Theological Seminary is home to a world-class faculty. Pastors, scholars dedicated to training the next generation of faithful Christian leaders. If you'd like to visit our campus or learn more about our gospel-centered master's degree programs in divinity, counseling, biblical studies, or theological studies, go to our website, rts.edu/Orlando.